open yourself up to thinking about different ways to create something a little bit better, to create something that you know you have in you, but isn't coming out. And I know for me, when I'm not tapping into this part of myself that I know is better, that I know I can do more, I know I can create something with more depth, I know I can create something that really speaks to people, I want to make room for that. Welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. I'm going to give you a life update. I have done more in the last month than I think I've done in the past 4 months. And that in and of itself has been an exercise in expansion and capacity, because my default response when I get really overwhelmed is to avoid. And let me tell you, even this morning, I find myself in these moments where I'm like standing in a room and I don't remember how I got there. And I'm like, what am I supposed to be doing right now? What should I do first? And those are the moments that I just have to take a deep breath. And I'm like, go look at your list. You have a list that's going to keep you on track. What do you need to get done right now? What do you have to get done right now? And what I find is there's really only like three or four most pressing things every single day, and the rest can seem to kind of wait, or they're just not that important. And it's remembering to prioritize these things, and even the night before saying, what are these top most pressing things that I have to get done tomorrow? What are the two to three things that if I just did these tomorrow and nothing else, that I would still feel good about my progress? And that helps me just take away a lot of the overwhelm. So I have gone on a girls' mastermind trip, which was absolutely incredible, with some of the most incredible women that really impacted my life and impacted my business in a huge way. I got to go with Amy Porterfield, Jasmine Starr, Lindsay Schwartz, Jen Gottlieb, Dr. Gabrielle Lyon, and Jamie Kern Lima. And let me tell you, Jamie was about to launch her book. She was like a few days from launching her book. I don't know if you guys saw that she was doing this huge event. She ended up having 261,000 people on it. And Ellen DeGeneres came on, Oprah came on, Maria Shriver came on, Robin Roberts came on, Ed Milet came on, Brendon Burchard came on. Oh my God, like this woman is just seconds from launching a book. And she had told us that it was really important to her to make time for friendships this year. So she literally made time to come the weekend before, Friday through Sunday, to come and really drop in and help us with all of our businesses. That was mind-blowing to me. And it put so much into perspective, because she launched her book on Tuesday. And this is what she was doing for the weekend. Even though she felt overwhelmed, she still made time. And it made me realize there is time for everything. There's enough time for everything in the world that you want. It's just about, what are you prioritizing? So, other life updates. I think I had mentioned this before, but I had moved homes, which was a thing in and of itself. And we were just downsizing from this home in Arizona to a home in California that's a little smaller. But let me tell you, when you are going from a ton of square footage to not as many square feet, you definitely need to get rid of a lot of things. And it felt really, really good, but you just have to get clear. And again, prioritize, like, what's important and what isn't. What do you need and what do you not need? And let me tell you, I have learned that you don't need a whole lot of stuff. And the more that I was getting rid of things, the more clear and lighter I felt.
Hey, y'all. I'm so excited to share with you that this podcast, Earn Your Happy, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. Truly, this is like one of the most exciting things that has ever happened to me. I'm telling you, I no longer feel like I'm doing this alone, and I actually get to collaborate with the people who host the podcast that I'm obsessed with, like that I have been listening to myself, who inspired me to start a podcast, who have taught me about how to go and do the thing, like the original people who got me motivated through listening to their podcasts. You guys, a bunch of us are coming together to bring more more growth to the world and to support shows and brands that we believe in. And one of my friends are also on this network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to their show. You guys, I just had Danielle Canty on of the Boss Babe podcast. She co-hosts it with her other amazing co-host and one of my friends, Natalie Ellis. You guys, you can go check out that podcast on mine. It's episode 925, and Danielle and I talk all about burnout and how that could be showing up in your life, and most importantly, how to prevent it. But I want to tell you, if you have not gone and checked out the Boss Babe podcast yet, go subscribe, because it is one of the largest online communities for ambitious women and female entrepreneurs. And I know that if you're listening to the show, chances are that's probably you. You guys, they have 3.6 million followers and 380,000 subscribers. The Boss Babe podcast is the place where they share real behind the scenes of building successful businesses, achieving peak performance, and learning how to balance it all. Most of all, you guys, truly, these women are in my life. Danielle and Natalie are people that I text on a weekly, monthly basis when I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel stuck. What should I do? I tune into their podcast, you guys, to learn. Even though they're my friends, I am still like crazy obsessed with this podcast because I learn something new every single time I listen. It makes me be a better podcaster. It makes me be a better businesswoman. It just makes me be better and more confident out in the world because they're so real and raw. And I can tell you that in the moments where I have had horrible days, down days, I've either gone and listened to this podcast or I've texted them, because these are the people who truly get it. You want to listen to the people who are walking in the same footsteps that you are. You guys, go check out the Boss Babe podcast. You're not going to be sorry. And it's just going to like make you way smarter and you're going to have way more fun. So go check it out.
Hey y'all, if you didn't know, Earn Your Happy is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. This is so exciting to me because I have been looking for a really good home for the show for, I can't even tell you, years, literally. And now I've finally been able to come together and collaborate with other people who have incredible shows, and I want to share them with you. One of the shows is Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. And you guys, if you don't know about the beginning of my career, I literally started with Brennan Bouchard's work. It's how I launched one of my very first online courses and membership sites, was because he gives so much advice that you can integrate and implement immediately. And that's what you're going to get on the show. Not just motivation, but you're going to learn exactly how to get your stuff out in the world. And not just that, but Brennan runs in the most incredible group of humans who are really doing the thing out in the world that you want to be doing. So go check it out. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. I promise you, this is going to be one of those shows that no matter when you tune in, you're going to get value. Like, it's not one of those that you're like, God, I listened for 30 minutes and I didn't get what I wanted. Like, from the beginning, you're going to get something that changes your life or changes your business. So go check it out. Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. I know you're going to love it. I'm obsessed. So this week is all about playing catch up. This week is all about focusing on my ambassador program for Glossy. This week is all about getting ready for our product to be shipped, because it should hopefully be shipping in the next couple weeks. This week is all about catching up on social media and making time for good content. Because what I'm finding is that, and this is what I'm finding in a lot of interviews with talking to people as well, is that more is not always better. In order for me to really get creative and get things that I feel are going to land and that even land with me, like, I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I look at my content, not sometimes, all the time I look at my content and I'm like, that sucks. I wouldn't interact with that. Like, I don't even think that's good. That was just stuff I was putting out to put out there. And maybe it's okay. And yeah, you never know what's going to hit. And I've definitely had that happen. But what I'm finding I am desiring right now is to go deeper even if that means that the content is not as frequent. Now, my team is really good because they're able to kind of grab content from a lot of the podcasts and different things that I'm saying, and I'm able to make some quotes that feel like they're filler content. But I mean, like when I create stuff that I want to hit, I had stopped making reels for a little while because I just felt like they were crappy. I'm like, this isn't even good. Like, would I interact with this? No, I wouldn't. So I'm working now to take some time every single week, whether that is one day for just creative things, whether this is for writing my email to my list, this is for creating content for social media that actually means something to me. I'm making space for more intentional things that I want to go deeper on so that it actually works instead of just taking all of this time and putting a ton of different things out there. So I did a couple interviews recently with some people who are going viral, and they had mentioned like they're going viral frequently, not just like once in a while. They're going viral every single week on Instagram. And they were talking about how they do less. They actually do only like 2 to 3 posts a week, but those 2 to 3 posts are really intentional and well thought out. And it doesn't really matter that there's only 2 or 3, or even sometimes 1, they said, because the 1 can actually hit all week long. Sometimes it can be 2 weeks long, meaning it has a long tail where it's just gonna keep gaining traction. And I noticed this because I had a video go viral probably about 3 weeks ago. It's over 1 million views right now. And it still is getting comments, and it still is getting listeners and people who are watching it. And I'm still gaining followers from it. So if we sit and get really intentional, maybe one piece of really good content could do that. And for anybody who gives talks, who's a speaker, for anybody who does podcasts, for anybody who writes blogs, writes emails, this is really something to think about. Are you feeling overwhelmed by the fact that you have to write an email once a week? What if you did an email once every 2 weeks, but made it so intentional that people wanted it really bad, or an email once every month? Now, I'm not saying that that's the way to go. It depends on what your audience is, but I'm saying open yourself up to thinking about different ways to create something a little bit better, to create something that you know you have in you, but isn't coming out. And I know for me, when I'm not tapping into this part of myself that I know is better, that I know I can do more, I know I can create something with more depth, I know I can create something that really speaks to people, I know that I want to be making this version of art for myself. Yes, I said art because it is you being creative and putting yourself out to the world. I want to make room for that. I want to make time for that, me to connect with that part of me that I believe is that co-creation with the universe, that co-creation with God. Like, that is where I feel most connected in my life. And if I'm not making time for this, I feel disconnected. I feel disconnected from my creator. I feel disconnected from source. I feel disconnected from nature. I feel disconnected from people. And I can tell when it's not hitting, because I feel disconnected from the people online. I feel disconnected from the people who follow. I feel disconnected from our customer. I want to feel connected. And I know that that is when I feel most human. I know that that is when I feel like I've been giving myself the space to really connect in to source, to connect into God. I know that giving myself the space to do that is going to be the thing that makes me feel most me, that makes me feel most freed up to be myself, that makes me feel most intentional with what I'm doing, what I'm saying, what I'm reading, what I'm putting out there. So I hope that this is your reminder to clear a little space for yourself. I've been talking a lot about the book 10X is Easier Than 2X, and they talk about these days of creating intentional days every single week to be able to give yourself the time to do exactly what it is that you want to do exactly what it is that moves the needle the most in your business, that only you can do the best in your business. So I hope that this has given you a little bit of something to chew on today. And I know that if all of these super successful people in my life who I look up to can make time for what they believe is most important, can take full weekends and full days every single week to create something. And hint, hint, that's why they're successful, is because they are making the time, and it doesn't come easy. It truly is something you have to work for. I know that I've been trying to make these intentional days, and this is probably the first month that it's starting to work. And I tried it all last month, but things kept on filling in. It's trial and error. It's trial and error. And I have to be so fierce with this, and I have to keep reminding myself and my team. And when things keep filling up on the calendar on these days that I'm trying to have this time for content and creation and things that are really, really important to the business and myself, it's just a constant trial and error to get it right. And hopefully soon I'm going to get it right. I'll keep you posted, you guys. I'm slowly getting a day, maybe not every week, but maybe every other week or every third week where it is totally clear for creation. My goal is one day per week, every single week. Okay. I'm sending you guys so much love. Let me know if this made you think. Just send me a DM or tag me on your stories when you upload this. If you want to upload this with the link to the podcast, you guys know that means so much to me. It means so much to a podcast. And we have been able to stay in top 50 of all entrepreneurial podcasts. But my goal is top 10, you guys. But that only happens with you. It only happens with me taking this time to create better content that you feel like you want to share. So I'm so grateful for you. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.